From the span of October 2017 to June 2018, a bizarre phenomenon was taking place around the city of Portland, Oregon, on the radio frequency 96.7. At that time, listeners from around the city began picking up a plethora of distorted sounds that resembled something out of an eerie broadcast hack. The audio was described as containing strange ambient buzzing, intermixed with speech recordings from both MLK and JFK, respectively. Today, the station operates ordinarily, broadcasting a mixture of rap and hip-hop under the designation 96.7 The Numbers. All seems fine now, but back then, this odd occurrence baffled many, leaving them perplexed and intrigued as to who actually was doing this and what it really was that they were listening to. Tonight, we're diving into the mystery of the strange sounds from 96.7 FM. Road trip. January 6th of 2018 would be the day that two users, Jimmy Saltz and Batchian320, would spearhead an online investigation in a niche little subreddit for a suburb outside the city called Beaverton, Oregon. Out of the five posts that we're going to get into, these, as far as I've seen, were the very first. In a stellar coincidence, their threads would be a mere 2 minutes apart on the same night. At both 8:11 and 8:13 p.m., they'd inquire on if anyone's heard the strange audio that was, at that time, playing on 96.7 FM. While both are notable, Batchian gave a bit more context in theirs, so let's give that one a read. Tune in to 96.7 if you're near Progress Ridge. Some weird shit's going on. Sitting in the car with friends, tuned to 96.7 and am hearing weird repeating sounds and sometimes random people talking or saying random things. The sounds get more bassy and less bassy with some strange frequencies interrupting other ones. Someone please explain this. In a response by a user named The Little Norsk, they claim that they too have heard the same. For a period of 5 months now, I've been haunted by the sounds of this radio station, and I can only imagine that others have picked up on it too. And it turns out I was right. I've uploaded specific YouTube videos that I've recorded on my phone to show everyone what I hear. Whoever that is in charge of this radio station should really speak up, because I really am spooked by the number station-esque themes to this whack frequency. For a while, I thought it was some kind of MKUltra shit going on. Edit. This station's now completely silent. Below this, they linked a video that we'll come back to shortly. January 10th of 2018, a deleted user would jump into the Thinking Sideways subreddits wondering the same thing. Did I record some kind of number station? Recorded this off FM radio, January 6th of 2017 at about 6:30 p.m. The radio station's not officially listed. It went on in this weird pattern for several minutes before just playing some white noise type tone for hours and hours on end, with no station call. The station's a defunct rock station that I've never heard of. The next day, they played backbench MLK speeches and something that maybe could be called ambient music, slow motion tones, and whirring sounds. Nothing it's played is recognizable by Shazam. Any input's welcome. April 6th of 2018. Redditor WTF Hacker asks the Portland subreddit, who is broadcasting from 96.7 FM? And on June 23rd, 2018, and I'm Boltman asks the same. Was driving home from PDX today and was going through FM radio stations when I found 96.7 FM. The station plays chopped up music and weird noises. After a little research, I found that they've played MLK and JFK speeches before, and that they've been doing this for as long as 2006. Can you guys help me solve the mystery behind who runs it and why they broadcast what they do? At this point, you'll notice that the time span for this strange phenomenon encompasses an extremely large window of time. A window of time that would effectively rule out any sort of broadcast hack or isolated incident. Clearly, whatever it was that was happening was widespread and didn't seem to bear any plans to stop. There are three videos that I want to show you. one from The Little Norsk, one from that deleted account, and a third that was picked up from YouTube. Let's have a listen.
KZRYLP, Portland.
So day two of this radio station, 96.7 FM, Portland, Oregon. Doing this again. And I bet as soon as we leave where we're going to go eat, just like yesterday, it's not going to be doing this anymore.
It's not even the same time of day either.
Yeah, because we went, it was like, what, 4 or 5-ish?
It's
5:30, and now it's, you can't see it because it's bad here. Wait, when they clean it off. It's 12:45.
As the launch vehicle begins to build up. We're now hitting the 4-minute mark. 4 minutes and counting. We are go for Apollo 11. We'll go on an automatic
sequence. It's Apollo.
Wait. 3 minutes and 7 seconds.
The engines that generate that thrust for combined horsepower equal to 543 jet fighter planes.
I'm having more fun listening to this than being on like YouTube or anything else.
Now this sounds like something broadcasted straight out of a horror movie, but we have to remember that this wasn't fictional. This was real life, being observed on a legitimate radio station over the span of months. Any sort of edgy teenager or shit poster broadcasting out of their home for a bit of a prank seems ill-considered, as it's safe to assume that after such a long period of time, they'd be caught. Furthermore, you might be drawing parallels between this and the widely known WKCR broadcast hijacking that occurred back in the 90s. If we can recall, the overarching consensus for why that happened was simply chalked up to a prank by the station MC over at Columbia University. While that's possible with 96.7, let's take a look at what we have to work with so far and see where we can head with it. A quick note on radio station call signs and their legalities. Every station you listen to on the radio is designated something called a call sign. These are typically 4 letters in length and can be anything. KZRY, KRBE, ABCD, anything. These are licensed out by the United States Federal Communications Commission, and typically, the application process for these is competitive and drawn out. To be granted a license, you need to have a specific purpose and adhere to it for as long as you're on the air to keep your license valid. Furthermore, there are 2 types of radio stations, high-powered and low-powered. The former are typically the ones you listen to when you dial into your favorite station, They're usually backed by a large corporation that has the money to spend on broadcast antennas and the power to drive them across the city. Low-powered stations, on the other hand, which are denoted by LP after their call signs, are typically able to be licensed out on the same frequency as the high-powered ones. However, their reach is much less, usually only a couple miles in length. These utilize designated radio towers and are typically popular with independent parties and nonprofit organizations. Now, with Radio 101 under our belts, we can recall that in that last video, we heard a low-powered call sign.
KZRYLP, Portland.
Performing a search on this reveals that this one is now defunct, but at one point was active on the broadcast frequency, 96.7. If this Facebook post is anything to go by, then we can deduce that on August 29th of 2018, it was changed from KZRY to a KNUMLP. Oddly, digging into the latter, at least on numerous FCC information websites, reveals that the KNUM radio call sign is licensed out to, of all things, a nonprofit organization by the name of the Community Alliance of Tenants. The address for their organization, even more strangely, directs you to a Lutheran church. So what in the world do these people have to do with this? According to their official website, the Community Alliance of Tenants, or CATS, is a tenant membership organization. Low-income tenants, predominantly low-wage workers, families with children, people living with disabilities, seniors, and people of color are CATS' primary membership base. CATS building a strong housing justice movement that's led and directed by those who are most impacted by Oregon's affordable housing crisis, low-income renters. I'm not sure about you, but I'm scratching my head here. Why in the world would the Community Alliance of Tenants, a nonprofit aimed at assisting renters, be wrapped up in broadcasts depicting eerie ambient noises when they have absolutely nothing to do with this type of genre at all? Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. If we observe the dates here, we'll notice that many of the posts and videos range as far back as 2017 to mid-2018. After June, there isn't much of anything that I've found that inquires on any sort of bizarre sounds on the radio. Seeing as the call sign was changed in August of that year, maybe, just maybe, it was previously licensed by someone else. So, KZRYLP. Interestingly, the vast majority of records about this call sign point us to KNUM. However, there was one document I found that had it, and it was an official FCC application from mid-2017. Scrolling through it reveals the call sign designations for a plethora of stations around the nation, but midway down, on line 22, we're able to observe that KZRYLP was, in fact, licensed out to the Community Alliance of Tenants. Digging even further back into the abyss, I was able to conjure up evidence that CAT applied for this as far back as 2013, meaning they've sat on it for the better part of the decade. In a news article from a website called Radio World, dated at September 22nd of 2014, they claim the following. Listeners in and to the northeast of Portland, Oregon, soon should be hearing a new low-powered FM station that promotes affordable and safe rental housing. The FCC has issued a construction permit to the Community Alliance of Tenants. The Alliance, formed in 1996, is a tenant rights organization. CAT educates, organizes, and develops the leadership of low-income tenants to directly challenge unjust housing policies and practices, it's stated in its application. Our mission is to educate and empower tenants to demand affordable, stable, and safe rental homes. We address the impact Oregon's decreasing supply of decent, affordable housing and absence of meaningful tenant protections has on low-income tenants. Alliance President Michelle Lasley wrote in the application that radio would be a valued and welcome tool for outreach, serving as an extension of our existing programs. The station will air at 96.7 FM. The Alliance was one of four applicants listed by the FCC as mutually exclusive for this particular low-powered FM slot near Portland. The Alliance wrote in a subsequent filing that two of the other applications had been dismissed, while the fourth, Opal Environmental Justice Oregon, had relocated in a concurrent application. Alright, so as much as I'd like to consider the possibility of this not being cats, I'm having an extremely difficult time discounting that theory. While a hack is possible, in that recording from the Little Norsk, the station outright states their call sign, KZRY-LP. It seems to me that every lead I've gotten on this case has been leading me straight back to the same place. The Community Alliance of Tenants. In a last-ditch effort at getting some information, I dug up their radio station email from one of their applications, along with those of the actual board of directors. Hopefully someone that works there can give me some sort of lead, or anything, on where I can steer this investigation. On the night of November 22nd, I took a shot in the dark, and wrote the following. Good morning. Apologies for bothering you all. This is a bit of an unconventional email. I was reaching out to inquire on a situation that occurred from roughly November 2017 to June 2018. The radio station registered to your organization, KNUM-LP, formerly KZRY-LP, was, at numerous times, broadcasting an assortment of bizarre sounds intermixed with MLK, JFK speeches, and audio from the Apollo landing. An example I found is here, and yet another with the call sign KZRY mentioned at 6 minutes into the video, and a third for good measure. I've done a bit of digging on this in hopes of ruling out the possibility of it being interference or not from you guys at all. However, the call sign mentioned in the second example is difficult for me to overlook. I'm sure there's some sort of mundane explanation for the reasoning behind it. However, if you guys would be willing to provide any information as to the reason behind this, I feel that we could put this mystery to bed for good. I look forward to hearing back. Thanks, and I hope you have a great one. And one night later, I received the following response. Hi, Ryan. Yes, this was owned by cats. We're unaware of any interference. Thank you. Katrina. Interesting. If I'm being honest, something about the wording here stood out to me as a bit hasty. She seemed to show no interest, posed no questions, nor displayed any shock as to why someone would be broadcasting eerily distorted noises on their frequency, while concurrently using the call sign that they're paying money to license. If it were me, I'd be, at the very least, slightly off-put by the fact that my organization would be associated with such a bizarre phenomenon. To each their own, I guess. And so the hunt continued. While a bit lost on where to go, I did end up stumbling upon a notable article from the New York Times. On January 6th of 2018, they published a story about low-powered FM radio stations across the United States. Although I wasn't expecting to find anything notable, they did state something that effectively stood out to me. It reads the following. Washington has the second highest concentration of low-powered FM stations among the nation's 15 most populous states, with 68 stations for 7.4 million people. According to the FCC, second only to Florida. New York, by contrast, has 54 stations, but nearly three times Washington's population. Oregon, while not among the 15 most populous states, with 4.1 million people, is even more saturated than Washington and Florida. It has 80 low-powered stations, most in rural areas. You want weird? Just turn the dial. One station in Seattle invites listeners to phone their dreams and fantasies into a recorded line. Russian-speaking residents in Portland, Oregon have their own tiny station. And if you want to be charmed by a 5-year-old boy chatting with his father at bedtime about dinosaurs, music, and his sometimes bothersome sisters, you can find that at Tristan's Bedtime Radio Hour, broadcast on Sunday nights on KFBG in Northwest Seattle, where Tristan lives. It also streams on the web. So this article drives home two things. One, That organ contains the highest density of low-powered FM radio stations in the United States. And two, that these are no stranger to being weird, broadcasting anything from Russian news to bedtime stories by a five-year-old. While this isn't anything conclusive towards CAT themselves, it's led me to two theories. Something I'd like to float here is the possibility of an unlicensed broadcast. This is a phenomenon that's been fairly common over the years and carries with it strict fines that range anywhere from $10,000 to $75,000 per day that the broadcast is occurring. We've been focusing on CAT this entire time. However, we haven't yet considered the potential of this being some random, unlicensed third party that's hijacked their frequency. If we're assuming that the email I received from Katrina is legitimate, then CAT could very well have been oblivious to all of this. Now, to be frank, this is a bit of a reach. Someone broadcasting strange noises on your station over a miles-long radius is something that's close to impossible to overlook, especially considering the substantial span of time in which it took place. There would have to be someone, anyone, in that organization that would have caught wind of this if they weren't involved, which, in my opinion, makes this conjecture hard to believe. So let's pivot here and hone in on CATs. On Reddit, a user named I Want to Believe considered the potential of this being executed by the organization. In a reply to one of the 96.7 threads, they claim the following. I also did quite a bit of research. I drove up to the broadcast location for KXMG, and it's not them broadcasting. I've been doing some drive testing to confirm, and it makes sense that parts of the Progress Ridge and the Murray Hill area would be getting better signal from Rocky Buttes than other parts of Beaverton closer to the West Hills due to shadowing. Not to mention the KZRYLP call sign that they're broadcasting. This type of stunting is fairly common on low-powered stations from what I read. X-Ray even did some of this stuff when they were turning up to get attention. Now we're making sense. If we can recall, the New York Times article stated that independent parties are able to broadcast on low-powered stations and that they're no stranger to being outlandish. We were given examples of the plethora of different content that we can tune into, and it's a safe bet that CAT could have also done this. But why? At the end of that Reddit comment, I Want to Believe claimed that another station executed a weird stunt for attention. CAT, in this case, could easily be doing the same in hopes of drumming up an audience for their otherwise ordinary day-to-day show. If you're some random person scanning through the radio, then it's safe to assume that you'll more than likely stumble upon this bizarre transmission that would ordinarily be discussing something related to tenant rights in Oregon. Those sounds could have been taking place during their off hours, giving them, at the very least, something to pad out the time to keep them on the air while concurrently luring curious minds to tune back into it later. Still not convinced? Check this out. In an article from their official website dated at May 14th of 2019, they announce a peculiar partnership. Interesting. So if according to that Reddit comment, X-Ray's previously done this, and CAT launched a partnership with X-Ray, who's to say that this phenomenon isn't their brainchild? To be frank, this all seems like a ruse to direct people to their organization. A strange and unorthodox ruse, but something that seems like it might have worked after all. If I'm being honest, I think it's CAT. I really think it's CAT. The call sign, the decades-long license, and the fact that pretty much every lead took me straight back to them is impossible to overlook. Occam's Razor states that the simplest answer is typically the correct one, and in this case, it seems like that just might ring true. Throughout 2018, people around Portland tuned into 96.7 and were met with a mixture of odd sounds. The mystery that they subsequently went down has admittedly been a fun one, and while we may never definitively know the who or the why behind this, the conclusions that we arrived at least for me, are satisfactory enough to put this mystery to bed. While the Community Alliance of Tenants denies any sort of involvement, considering their collaboration with X-Ray, every lead pointing back to them, and the call sign being read aloud in that recording, it's safe to say, and I don't mean to beg on Katrina because she actually took the effort to respond to me, that the email response that I received was either her truly having no knowledge of this, or simply giving me a lie. Either way, the phenomenon since halted. Today, if you're in the area and tune in, you'll most likely be met with a new rap station that launched in late 2018. I don't know about you, but personally, I prefer to listen to that. It's less spooky that way. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you in the next one. I love you all. And good night. Thank you.